This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center announced early Thursday morning that Hurricane Ian was now a tropical storm. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. It was located about 35 miles southwest of Cape Canaveral, with maximum sustained winds at 65 miles an hour. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have everything we need in terms of supply, but if you go to floridadisasterfund.org or text disaster to 20222, you can provide some much appreciated assistance. And if you want to volunteer, you have official volunteer portal at www.volunteerflorida.org to find volunteer opportunities.
More than 2.5 million homes remain without power in Florida. Seattle, Washington-based Amazon Incorporated announced a pay increase for hourly workers in the United States that it says will take average starting wages for most frontline employees in warehousing and transportation to more than $19 an hour. The company's minimum level of $15 an hour for all hourly workers in the United States remains unchanged. For jobs in Amazon's customer fulfillment and transportation groups, the starting pay will increase to $16 an hour. The National Association of Realtors is reporting pending home sales are down across the United States, dropping 24% in August compared to a year ago. With the recession hitting its highest point in decades and increasing interest rates, pending home sales were down for the third consecutive month in August, with a bleak outlook for the remainder of the year. Thursday night football tonight on Amazon Prime. The undefeated Miami Dolphins travel to Ohio and play the Cincinnati Bengals. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
A Massachusetts man allegedly hired an Uber to deliver fentanyl across state lines before being intercepted and arrested by law enforcement officers. 37-year-old Johan Rodriguez of Lawrence, Massachusetts, was arrested in Dover on Monday. Prosecutors allege he was transporting approximately 10 kilograms of fentanyl. Fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times more potent than morphine, and as little as 2 milligrams is lethal to most adults. Police have rearrested a convicted bomb maker who escaped a Nevada prison while serving a life sentence for a deadly 2007 explosion outside the Luxor Resort on the world-famous Strip. Metro Police say they received a tip Wednesday night that Porfirio Herrera was in the area. President Biden's cognitive decline has surfaced again as the president looks for a dead lawmaker in the audience where he's giving a speech.
During the White House conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, President Joe Biden seemingly asked if the late Representative Jackie Walorski was in attendance.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Jackie. Are you here? Where's Jackie? I think she was going to be here.
Wolarski, who died in a car accident in August, was a key advocate in promoting the administration's push to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. It's also great to have Megan Barth with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered here. The hurricane is where we were at in Florida, mostly tropical stuff, you know, storm stuff, wind, nothing like on the west because I'm on the east coast, just above West Palm. Got a couple tornadoes the other night, but minor. But, you know, our hearts are real heavy right now, and those in the west, you know, some of our, you know, good friends that are on the show, like Dan Perkins, his family in Sanibel Island, he got out just in time. I mean, it was incredible because we were talking and, you know, was interviewing him. And I said, are you all set to, you know, are you all set? Are you going to stay there? You know, because it was going to land in that area. He said, well, Bill, he goes, the car is all packed up. We're ready to go as soon as the interview's over. We're heading out. I go, Dan, why are you waiting, you know, for the interview? Bless your heart for hanging in there, you know, for the show. But you and your wife are more important, you know, than thinking of all the, you know, what the freeway was going to be like, you know, the roads getting out because it was bumper to bumper as people were evacuating out of there. But thank God he got out of there. Bill Federer is in the Fort Myers area. So some of our good friends, you know, being, you know, affected. But on our side, you know, like I said, little bit of tornado action, some trees uprooted. But, you know, the breadth and width of this is hurricane is so huge, Megan. It's covering the state. And even right now, you know, it's not even to Orlando, the tropical storm itself. And you can see winds at about 30, 40 miles an hour already in the northeast portion of the state where the hurricane is predicted to exit. So anyway, that's what we're dealing with right now. And, you know, we're just praying that, you know, the estimated damages and deaths that were being reported early on, that those will be corrected because the governor said that it was too early to tell. And he had not verified the number because one sheriff had said that there were hundreds of deaths being reported. And but we have no verification on that. So hopefully that's a miscalculation and that the death toll is not to the level that they're predicting.
Well, that's good. I actually have the news on in the background, and it's showing Sanibel Island right now with a house, a quite nice house, large size, right on the water, engulfed in flames. You know, not sure what that's about. But, yes, as we continue to watch, we pray for you all.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Well, look, we've got lots of problems, certainly here in Florida. We're dealing with them. But problems abound in this country that we love, Megan. You know, Gary Bauer is saying that, 79% of Americans believe our country is heading in the wrong direction. It's why crime and the government, poor leadership, become top concerns for so many. There seems to be no vision or idea of how to course correct here. The Democrats continue. Joe Biden continues. And you know, as you try and hope for some sense of reason and idea of what we can do about this mess that we're in, then Joe Biden gets lost and disoriented, and he's looking for a congresswoman out in the audience that passed away over a month ago.
Right. And Jean LaPierre, whatever her name is, the spokesperson, basically just said, well, that was because, you know, Jack,
he was looking,
he was calling out to, was on the top of his mind. I'm thinking, what mind? There's certainly no top of it. So the White House keeps making excuses. You know, let's not forget, to every single Friday afternoon, evening, Saturday morning, Joe Biden and Dr. Biden fly to Delaware to their home every single weekend, and there are no no visitor logs. We have no idea what's going on every weekend in Delaware. We have no idea who's in Delaware because we don't have any evidence of it through visitor logs like we would say if he stayed at the White House for a change.
Exactly.
So everything surrounding this president outside of what comes out of his mouth is a mystery, and specifically his health records. I think it's beyond time. I mean, when Trump first went office, the Democrats were talking about Trump's mental instability, and they even accused him of being unhealthy and mentally unstable and wanted to evoke the 20th Amendment to remove the
25th.
President.
Right.
25th, thank you. 25th Amendment to remove the president. And we hear absolutely nothing. When Trump obviously had a good handle on policy, he certainly could speak in front of tens of thousands of people quite easily. He was negotiating peace agreements with the Accords. And Joe Biden can't find his way through an auto show without going in the wrong direction or not knowing where he is at or even trying to find a dead woman in the crowd like he had just done the other day.
Yeah, it is sad and pathetic. But this is why, Megan Barth, the midterms are so critical. You know, because of the lack of vision and lack of leadership in the White House and throughout his cabinet, this is one big hot mess. And it would, you know, pollsters want us to believe something different, although they're already starting to course correct, as they do all the time. You know, initially, the routine is that they hypervalue the Democratic influence and polling, you know, estimates. And then we get down to about a week before the election or the closing weeks, and they tighten it up, I guess, to kind of, you know, hold on to some level of credibility, right, and be in that, plus or minus, factor of credibility. You might put it in those terms to save face when, I believe the numbers are being greatly prejudiced again. There's thumbs on the scales and they're overestimating, and trying to de-emphasize what should be an incredible red wave here, because I don't know. I'm not running into any of that 40% of America that says that they believe that Joe Biden is doing a great job.
Right, and there's a couple polls, actually, that I've been following. It's Trafalgar, and they were actually the most accurate back in the 2020 election. And then there's Big Data Polls, which was also extraordinarily accurate because Big Data Polls understood that they were undersampling Trump voters because a lot of Trump voters weren't polling. Mm-hmm. Trump obviously is not on the ballot this time around, but the Democrats are on the ballot, and I can tell you from voter registration numbers that more people have been switching from the Democrats to the GOP, four times as many in Nevada. And we see Hispanics fleeing the GOP and saying adios. So, all indicators look, like you said, it's good and right for a red wave.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, when we come back, I want to talk about the billboard there that is slaying Cortez Masto and the woke left in Nevada. We'll touch on that and some other highlights there that are coming out of the Nevada Globe with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about, we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You know, know, Democrats are doing everything they can to run away from the policies of Joe Biden and the hot mess that they've created for this country in the last 2 years. You can run, but you can't hide. And I'll tell you, Citizens for Sanity are proving their point in Nevada, as we mentioned. They put up a billboard that's absolutely slaying Cortez Masto and the woke left in Nevada. The billboard says, "Thank you, Catherine Masto, for voting for keeping borders open. Drug cartels need all the help they can get." Boy, I'll tell you, Megan Barth, that's just one of many points they could have used, but it's hard to, you know, hard to deny the point of that message, right?
Well, yeah, and satire and ridicule is a great political weapon, and there is a group called Citizens for Sanity who has really assembled a nonprofit relatively quickly and started advertising these types of satirical campaigns across the country. They took out an ad outside of that billboard. They took an ad that ran in the Review Journal here in Las Vegas that says, "Free tampons for menstruating men. Vote progressive." So I had the opportunity to talk to one of the founders, and he is the head of strategy. And he said, "Look, you know, all we're doing is exposing the policies of the left, but we're taking away all the flowery language and talking points that they wrap their insane ideas in." Mm-hmm. He said, "We're using common sense. We're bringing people, we're making people aware that this is really what the left thinks and believes. And we're simply just basically poking fun at it through satire." His first billboard, or their first billboard, was put up on the East Coast, I believe, and it says, "Protect pregnant men from climate discrimination." So they've taken all of the talking points and the policies of the left, wrapped them in satire, and have spent significant amount of resources and money across the country. And they're going to spend a lot of money in Nevada because we have the ability to flip three House seats in neck-and-neck races and toss-up races, as well as we can flip the Senate to gain control of the Senate, all coming out of Nevada.
Do you think sometimes that, you know, satire can be a bit sophisticated? I mean, we get that. You know, we get what they're talking about, you know, tampons for pregnant men and the other one they were using in New York that you just mentioned, because we're political geeks. We get all that. But does the everyday American understand that these are policies that and it's a worldview that these wokistas abide by? I'm just wondering if they, you know, if it's just maybe over their heads sometimes.
It might be, but I think what it does is at least it encourages thought and certainly further exploration. And it disarms people, as you said. Satire disarms people. It's not taking a strong policy position either way, but it's simply poking fun at the fact of the policy position.
Exactly.
It's causing people to think. It's causing people to stop in their tracks. And the reactions that they have gotten, even the negative ones, Ian, who's the strategic director, told me that these are exactly the reactions that they wanted. They wanted to cause a little controversy. They wanted to anger the right people. They wanted to disarm people as a whole and pause and make them think and use some common sense for a change. Common sense, honestly, when we look back just in the recent years, specifically centering around COVID, is not so common.
Oh, no, exactly. No, sadly, it's become rare, and it's been very costly, as we're starting to find out now. Although, Governor Newsom, and it should be Governor Nuisance that he's become to his constituents there in California, is, supporting a bill that will make the all the medical professionals beholden to a non-elected bureaucratic agency that will tell them what they can say, what kind of prescriptions they can hand out, and the whole mess. I mean, it's it's just craziness. As you say, to your point, the common sense has left the building.
Well, and unfortunately, the medical profession has undergone a radical transformation coming out of the schools. I mean, most of the young doctors that are entering the schools are coming out as indoctrinated public health workers, working for the government instead of working for the patient. We see this in the rise of transgender surgeries that now are being exposed, for example, at Vanderbilt, where Tennessee lawmakers now have to create laws because Vanderbilt has been mutilating children in the name of science, which is an absolute pseudoscience.
Exactly.
Whatever happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I mean, that's really what the whole center of medical philosophy is, to do no harm.
Mm-hmm.
And the harm that is being inflicted on a younger generation, the irreversible harm, whether it's through puberty blockers or chest flatteners or surgeries, where they're literally doing skin grafts on children as young as 9, 10 in order to remove, you know, their genitalia or create their genitalia. It looks like we have a whole generation that is not only being targeted and manipulated, but we have a whole generation of scientists, if you will,
right.
Psychotherapists and doctors that are willing to do harm.
Mm-hmm. And the people can no longer be apathetic about these things. I mean, they may think puberty blockers, oh, that's not happening, until they find out that it is happening. It's too late, and this is being, you know, orchestrated by the educational system, by schools, by school counselors of all people. Are you kidding me? I mean, you don't even know your child is getting this kind of medication, and they're being counseled for sex transformation and transitioning, you know, behind your back without your knowledge. No, this is absolutely insane. But, you know, most people, Megan, most reasonable people would think, oh, no, our government wouldn't do this. You know, this isn't happening. But, you know, we didn't think a lot was happening until COVID. I mean, as much as COVID was a curse, it was a blessing, because it pulled back the curtain on some of this very dangerous stuff that was being being thrust upon our kids, and the people are reacting to it. So this stuff is real, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully what Megan is sharing with you and what we're doing is, look, we're saying don't trust us. Okay, we're reporting on this stuff. You need to do the next thing and convince yourself and check into it. Don't be swayed by the mainstream media and by these other authority figures that you thought once you could believe in, and you're finding out that time and again they have violated your trust, they are corrupt, and they're on a different agenda than an agenda that is the basis of this great American idea, Megan.
Well, it astounds me. You know, I spent 20 years in the medical and pharmaceutical industry, and it astounds me that these puberty blockers are being given out like Pez, out of Pez dispensers to young children. And there are absolutely no studies that show the long-term effects on adolescents being given puberty blockers. Now, the medicine in these puberty blockers is exactly the same that they would give to castrate pedophiles back in the day. That's what the studies show. The studies show no long-term effects on this age group of children. There are there is no scientific basis or supporting or corroborative studies to support this new movement that is specifically targets children and manipulates children, and perhaps will ruin the entire child's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are plenty of kids, unfortunately, that have come out recently that went through the transgender experience, the puberty blockers, the chest binding, even the surgeries, at a very young age. Girls wanting to become boys, confused, and then further confused by what they were hearing from their teachers, et cetera. And now they're in their, you know, early 20s, late teens, and they're suicidal and highly depressed.
Yes,
and they're
exactly
saying, we wish we could go back to what we were, but we can't.
Yeah. Yeah, they've become the human guinea pigs, you know, for this grand theory and experiment. And what's their recourse? What's their remedy? You say they can't reverse it. And who can you sue for this? Who, you know, there's no recompense other than that they're going to have to find a way to live with it. And like you said, sadly, which we are getting reports on, is that suicide rates are starting to increase as a result. All very dangerous stuff from these wokest theoreticians that are putting our kids at risk. Megan Barth, thank you for being with us.
This is a Potter's Field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center announced early Thursday morning that Hurricane Ian was now a tropical storm. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, and storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Lee and Charlotte are basically off the grid at this point. Sarasota has 250,000 without power. Hillsborough, 222,000. Pinellas, 150,000. Manatee, 129,000.
Seattle, Washington-based Amazon.com announced a pay increase for hourly workers in the United States, up to $19 an hour, costing Amazon $1 billion more in their labor costs. The National Association of Realtors is reporting pending home sales are down across the United States again, dropping 24% in August compared to a year ago. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With you, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, now that the seasons are changing, it's the perfect time to get ready for cooler weather. HGTV star Matt Blashaw is with us. He's teaming up with Energy for Everyone to give us tips to ready our families for the winter. Blashaw is a contractor, realtor, and co-host of HGTV's show called Build It Forward. Matt, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, let's talk about why fall is a good time to get a heating system checked.
Yes, you want to get it checked now, right? You don't want to be getting it in the dead of winter. It's a little bit cold. I'm in Kansas City, Kansas right now, and this is the time. You got to check your fireplace. You want to check your furnace, make sure everything is running good. And I hate to say it, but the Farmer's Almanac, which I read all the time, says to brace for a really cold, wet winter. So if you're heating your homes with a high-performance furnace or a fireplace, or whether you're keeping kids warm on a school bus, propane is an energy for everyone. October 7th, we're celebrating National Propane Day. And so we're talking about all things propane, what it can do to keep families across America cozy this winter.
Well, and again, this reminds us that an ounce of prevention goes a long way, and this is a regular annual maintenance schedule that we should all maintain. You know, that's kind of what you've been telling us every year here, Matt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it's really simple. It doesn't have to be too complicated. Make sure that your air vents around your house are uncovered. Blocked airflow is going to force the furnace to work a little bit hotter. Harder, which is going to reduce the efficiency. Replace your air filters on a regular basis. Don't wait for 8 months. I do mine every 1 month or every couple months to make sure it runs efficiently. Mm-hmm. And maybe even change the heat source. With a propane powered furnace, you get so much more efficiency than you would like a heat pump. Heat pumps, they are affected by outdoor temperatures. How do you know if you have a heat pump? When you turn on your furnace, when you turn on your heat, you're going to hear your condenser turn on. So a propane-powered forced air furnace is going to heat the air to 115 to 125 degrees. A heat pump is going to only go down to about 100 degrees. So that's going to make it a lot more efficient. So it's little small things like this, or maybe upgrading your appliance, that is going to make a world of difference this wintertime.
You know, Matt, and that's a good point. People are realizing in a very practical nature the efficiency of propane, right?
Absolutely. And not only that, but the energy independence that we get from it. We are relying, like we said before, so much on electricity. A stunning fact, and I was reading a couple of news stories last month that shocked me, is that last year in 2021, we produced the most greenhouse gases than ever before. And how is that possible? Because we say, well, all this electrical cars and all the electricity, well, all the electricity is still being produced by coal. So we're putting that stress on the electrical grid. Propane is a clean burner. You have energy independence because that propane is right there when you need it. And just like your fireplace that you have or your furnace, it burns hotter, so it's more effective in warming up the house.
Exactly. Matt, any other heating maintenance tips you got up your sleeve that you can share with us?
Absolutely. Yep. Install a programmable thermostat. Thermostats that are programmable that you can switch from your phone or Bluetooth. It doesn't heat the house when you're not using it. You set the schedule. When you guys are at work, when the kids are at school, make sure that the house is set to about 55 degrees, 45 minutes before you come in. Bring it back up to the 68, making sure it's nice and comfortable. It's going to save you a lot of money. And then if you get an Energy Star qualified propane furnace, this can save $75 in energy costs every year. And they are 15% more efficient than standard propane models as well.
Don't you love the technology today, man? I mean, when you and I were growing up, I mean, who would have thought that, you know, we would be in the Star Trek age of being able to, you know, go to your Apple Watch or maybe go to your cell phone and program your home to be comfortable just in time when you came home, right?
Oh, I am drinking the Kool-Aid. I love every bit of it, too. I'm such a tech guy. I grew up when Apple computers started coming up. I had no idea that it would make such an incredible impact on building. I have a full smart home system. I have a smart technology with my thermostat on my heater. I also have the smart technology with my lights. So my lights will remind me that, hey, your lights are on. Should we turn them off? That saves energy as well. And security. I have it on my garage door. It tells me if my garage door is open at night, and it closes it for me. So, you know, just these things that are fantastic when it comes to, safety and getting you ready for the winter ahead.
Well, the thing that you always goes with a cold winter month is a warm fireplace, right?
That's right. Yeah, the crackling fire. But what also comes with a wood-burning fireplace is you have to trudge out in the cold. You got to go get the wood. You got to make sure that the wood is not wet. And then you got to clean the firebox. You got to get all the soot out of the house. I personally love a propane fireplace. It's easy to clean. It's efficient. And not only do propane fireplaces offer five to six times the heating capacity of electrical fireplaces, they're more energy efficient, they're environmentally friendly, and they're more convenient to use with than wood-burning fireplaces just because of the maintenance aspect that comes along with wood-burning.
Exactly. Well, what are some other considerations if someone is thinking of upgrading their home heating system, Matt, that they should look at?
Yeah, this is, what I love about propane is that with the fluctuation in energy costs that are going on, and we're looking at Europe right now and what energy costs are happening with the war. is that propane, when you purchase your propane, and it's not, this doesn't come in a small little, you know, white bottle that, you know, people typically think like goes under a barbecue. No, you can get it to power an entire home and last you months. You purchase that propane at a price, right? And that's not going to change when you have it in your house. So you don't have to worry about whether the prices are going up and down with energy. You've already worked with your local propane distributor. You want to make sure that you're getting that propane delivered to you on a regular basis. And especially you don't want to be running low on that propane when the winter months come, because it could be harder to deliver to your house. So once you make sure that's all great, it's a fantastic source. And for me, I've had situations, and my in-laws have had situations where their power went out and they were able to heat their entire house with their propane powered fireplace. So that's energy.
Wow.
It's reliable. It's the independence is there. And that's why they call, you know, it's propane is the energy mix for everyone.
Exactly. We're talking with Matt Blashaw. He's the HGTV host, contractor, and realtor, a licensed contractor. Is everything you want in a versatile handyman, and then some, his home improvement company once used the slogan, one call fixes it all. And Matt made a point of always delivering on that promise. So how does a guy this young get to be this good, Matt? What was it in your background that has allowed you to be such an asset to all of us that need this kind of advice?
Oh, you called me young. I'm going to be back on the show every day. That's fantastic. 46 years old. I've been doing this for a while. But, you know, I started at a young age. My father worked at a lumber yard. He was an export packer down in Long Beach, California. So I really got to learn about the business. Started becoming my own little handyman business, and then became a contractor, and now I'm a licensed contractor, and I'm sharing all this information with you and around people around the world on my shows on HGTV and DIY. I'm very blessed.
Well, we're blessed to know you, Matt, and I appreciate it. I always like talking to you because I grew up in Orange County, and you know, Orange County is still home for four of my kids, so I get homesick when I talk to you. So it reminds me of all the fun stuff. I'm here in Florida these days. So anyways, we wrap things up, Matt. Again, appreciate all the great advice and the time that you share with us. Where can our audience go for more information?
Absolutely. Just visit propane.com and learn all about propane and what it can do for you.
Matt Blashaw, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. He's here to talk about, some great movies, especially one that I'm excited to talk about regarding Mother Teresa. Dr. Ted Baer is with us. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing well because I'm not in Florida, but you're in my prayers. So even if you're not in the
Well, thank you very much.
I lived on the East Coast when my father was on Broadway, and we had a big estate. And hurricanes would come through every year, and it was my favorite time because the lights would go out, and we'd bring out the candles, and we had fun. So that's a little insight into the 1940s and 50s when we didn't have all these hurricane warnings.
Well, of course, and the thing is, even then, you didn't quite have all the advanced technology and the science and the Doppler, effect and all these other, instruments that are available today. And, I think it's quite ironic, having been born and raised in California, I shared this with other people, and you can appreciate this, is that in California we deal with earthquakes. I mean, they come, they go, a couple of days, they're gone. Here in Florida, the hurricane is like a Super Bowl event. You've got 10 days of hype building up that it's coming, and every 15 minutes you get this new cycle of dire reporting and everything that's going on. I'm like going, hey guys, you got to understand the average age of people here in Florida is older. You're gonna cause mass heart attacks, cardiac arrest going on because you're scaring the holy what have you out of people.
That's only Bill because they don't understand it. I mean, I had a 14-foot little ski boat, and I took it from Oyster Bay on Long Island up to Connecticut to see a girlfriend, naturally. And I came back, and it was the hurricane. So, Woody Glenn and I got back to the yacht club, and I tied it up at the end of the pier. The next day I walked out, and there was no boat. There was just a rope. So I started pulling on the rope, and there it was. It's going all the way hurricane for 7 miles and survived. So I'm not fearful of hurricanes. I've lived in hurricanes, so it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, we just respect them. That's all. Like every other force of nature, you don't do anything
don't take
silly.
Your boat out.
No, you don't go out there. Yeah, you don't go out there and some of these people, like they were talking about that, you know, you get some of the people here that see these big waves coming in and they take their surfboards out there going, wait a minute, hello, this is not the time, this is not, you know, yes, surf's up, but it's not, you know, to go out there and go surfing on this stuff. It's very dangerous, especially when you're looking at a Cat 4, possible Cat 5 hurricane, you know. But
Bill, when you were young like I was, you know, it's a different world.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You think you're invincible.
Well, you see, this is all part of God's plan, because what it does is it causes parents to turn to God, you know, because that's the only help you can have, because you can't make sense out of a rebellious teenager that wants to go and go surfing in the middle of a Cat 4 hurricane, right?
Right. Well, you know, there's five principles of, you know, of desire, which is what makes movies succeed. And one of them is Elinx, and going to the edge, climbing mountains. So,
yes,
you know, you cannot see an adventure movie that doesn't make people excited. And that's one thing that people want. They want to eat, they want to drink, they want to procreate, and they want to go to the edge. So it's
exactly
a natural human tendency. It's part of Maslow's, and that's why people watch movies with thrills and excitement, and quite often with heights, looking down from great heights.
Yeah. Well, and also, you love movies that have a storyline of human exceptionalism, like Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. What a terrific documentary here, Ted. I'm glad that you want to talk about this, because this,
well,
I got to tell
Mother
you, this
Teresa,
movie really touched me.
Not only is it a good movie, but were you there at the prayer breakfast when Mother Teresa spoke?
No, but I saw the video. In fact, I talked to the director, and I told him I wanted the clip, because what she had to say about abortion, she said basically the same thing when she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize. Very powerful.
She said she would take it. But, you know, she was sitting with Bill Clinton on one side and then John Kerry on the other side. And she was short. I mean, I was in the room. And
she's 5 foot nothing.
Everybody else was standing and cheering, except for Clinton and Kerry were sitting down. They were not standing up at that. No, Al Gore, not John Kerry, Al Gore.
Yeah.
And they would not get up. They were so upset about the speech. And she was so small, they'd put a big crate underneath her, so she couldn't get off of it. She died just a couple of months later. So Billy Graham, who was old at the time, came from the end of the room and walked all the way down to help her off. And I still think about it, and it makes me cry. It's just wonderful. But I didn't go back to the presidential prayer breakfast, because I said, these guys are frauds. See, they're organizing a prayer breakfast, and they can't even respect this woman who's on the verge of death. It's just amazing.
Yes. And what...
So that's my comment.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I've not heard that story before, you know, from you. And like I said, this documentary really affected me, Ted. I mean, it's you know, when you see and hear about somebody being so exceptionally sold out to Jesus Christ and the gospel message, and what she did and her example of love. I mean, this documentary, No Greater Love, I mean, wow, it's perfectly titled. And what she did in serving as what she felt Jesus had told her to do was to serve the poorest of the poor. And she did that. And she did it looking in the face of each one of these people that had been rejected, tossed out, rejected by their families even, because, you know, some of these kids were so disabled that the parents just couldn't afford to take care of them. But not for Mother Teresa. And she said, every time I looked into their face, I saw the face of Jesus. And you think, wow, you know, what a blessing.
Well, I've been in India many times, and, you know, they tried to kill her many times because she was an affront to Hinduism, and tried to burn her on a funeral pyre, everything else. So it's a beautiful movie. People should watch it. And we should have no greater love than to help our neighbor.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you will watch this movie, and it will encourage you to do that. And she was an awesome example. I love what one of the workers said, that when she would go to these various houses, and I think there was like 700, which she called tabernacles, where she would house these unfortunate individuals, homeless people, people that were addicted, people who were dying, and that sort of thing. And Ted, they said that her first stop when she came into these houses where she would go straight to the bathroom to clean the bathrooms. Yeah. That was her first stop. You know, this is the kind of heart that she had. So, yeah, I'm with you. I highly recommend it. Let's transition and talk about Malcolm's List. This is one of the movie reviews and movie guide.
Well, Malcolm's List is sort of a combination of great, you know, these are called women's stories, but they're great stories. It's a combination of Jane Austen's plot area. So it's clean, it's wholesome, it's got a lot of Christian content. You know, the casting, now they now have to have diversity casting, which is not my idea of good casting, but it works well. So it's a well-made movie, and it's clean. I mean, there's very little foul language. There's, you know, people shoot some game birds, which is no sex scenes, no immorality, no nudity. And it's about a misunderstanding. This man, Mr. Malcolm, has prepared a list of what he wants in a wife. And I understand that. I mean, that's the smart thing to do. One of my favorite people says he wants his wife to get up every morning and tell him she loves him, and vice versa. And one of the girls who likes, you know, Julia likes Mr. Malcolm, she gets upset at this, and she really causes a ruckus, and her friend Selena begins to like Mr. Malcolm. So then it becomes a three-way, you know, love tank triangle with no sex scenes, by the way, just because it's a three-way sex. It's old-fashioned, and it's something that you can enjoy with your family.
Well, there it is. Cars on the Road. We've got a season one overview here.
Well, who cannot like Lightning McQueen, and especially Mater? Mater is one of my favorite people of all time people. He's a truck. He's a broken-down truck. And Mater has been fighting with his sister for years. I had a sister who was 9 years older, so I understand that. And he wants to go back to see his family. And lo and behold, Lightning McQueen finds out. But along the way, they have just incredible adventures. And you know, when you drive across America, actually, if you did it in the 50s, there were, you know, on Route 66, there were more adventures.
Oh, yeah.
Dinosaur Park, Spooky Mansion. Mm. I mean, I think I visited every one of these places. Road Warrior vehicles. You know, this was fun because we were going back and forth, but you took the train or you, in the 50s, when my father was doing Broadway and then doing movies, you took the train or you took Route 66, and Route 66 was a lot of fun. So this is a wonderful, and it's a series, and it's still clean, and it hasn't gone woke yet, so people can trust it. It's got very light violence, and you know, it's cartoon.
Can you still
it won't bother.
Can you still get your kicks on Route 66? Can you?
Well, yeah, that was great. What a great program that was. So. There you go.
Good fun.
Those
there
days, I miss
all right.
I miss them. That's why I bring them up all the time, so I apologize.
Well, no. Hey, I'm with you. I get nostalgic as well, so it's good fun. About 40 seconds left here, Ted. An article here is more screen time turning the next generation blind.
They're spending too much time in front of a screen. So if you love your children and you don't want them to go blind, you take them out of the house and you play baseball with them, or you take them for a walk.
Exactly.
Or you do something else. You take the little girl for a dance or something, or take her horseback riding. It'll be great for them. And you'll have a good time.
Without a doubt. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Cancer categorizes over 1.